Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
I tell you what, when we get her back on February 23rd, we will appropriately play this for her. That's my prediction today. Joining us right now, they call her the heavy-hitting diva, Franchione Cruz-Dizern. What's going on, diva?
Hey, guys. I love the intro.
This is the fight of a lifetime for you. The journey to get here, I know it's all about winning, but how rewarding is this to get this title fight against the pound-for-pound best fighter in the game?
Well, it's rewarding. It's more of a return on investment because I've been there every step. You know, before it was a Clarissa Shields, it was a Franchione Cruz. Then now it's Franchione Cruz-Dizern. So it's just return on investment and opportunity to push women boxing forward. So I'm very, very, very honored.
Now, you made your pro. Didn't you make your debut against her?
Yeah, made a pro debut against her. We were rivals during the Olympic run.
So now you meet her, you know, a decade, almost a decade later. How do you match up? They always say, you know, the fights are all about matchups. How do you match up your styles with each other?
Well, you know, it's cool. We're really familiar with each other. So for me, I'm intellectual, right? So it's more of a chess game than checkers. Like, of course, we both know how to fight. We know we're both good at what we do. But it's like, this is the opportunity to push myself. How can I add to my game? And our style is a very explosive type fight. I'm a heavy hitter. I don't back down. I know how to box, bang. And she got a lot of will, too. So it's going to be very, very exciting.
Yeah. So what do you take away from the first fight that maybe you can probably use to benefit you in this one, if anything?
You know, they called me 2.5 weeks. Prior, I was literally not in training. I was training for actually going for the 2020 Olympics. So I wasn't even ever thinking of going pro. So they called me and I took the fight on a 2.5 week notice. So, you know, of course, having more opportunity to train, have more experience as a professional. But, hey, it is what it is.
Franchione Cruz-Dizern joining us right now. You talk about your training. Take us through a typical day of your training getting ready for this heavyweight fight.
Well, I have the best training partner in life, which is my life partner, husband, Glenn Dizern Jr., and he eats, sleeps, and craps boxing, so it's never rest. You get up in the morning, you go running, and it's in phases, too. You know, as you do your pre-camp before full camp, pre-camp, you just maintain, then full camp, you're up in the morning doing either cardio, strength and conditioning, then you have your boxing technique midday, and if you feel up to it, you either do something in the evening or you do recovery. A lot of, for me, because I've been doing this a while, mental preparation as well, because I'm going into the lion's den. But also nutrition is very important. So I have a great lifestyle, and I have professionals I work with. So it's training, focus, eating right, and sleeping.
I got it. You have such an interesting story, though. Beyond, I mean, the fact that you're also a belt holder, you've been a champion, you're fighting for the heavyweight championship. You wanted to be a singer, and you were a contestant on an American Idol, and you're still involved in music, and yet what was your motivation? What inspired you to become a boxer?
Maybe I should have named myself Zelda, because I definitely went on a side mission. But I always could fight, though. I have all brothers, so fighting wasn't foreign to me. I moved to Baltimore when I was very, very young. You know, VA made me, Baltimore raised me, DMV embraced me, and I had to fight. So, you know, I was in the studio. A friend said you could lose 5 pounds in one day, and at that time you had to be skinny and do all these things to be like a super pop star. And I said, oh, 5 pounds in one day, take me to the gym. And they took me, and I never, ever left. So, yes.
I love this story. I mean, obviously, I've seen Clarissa's story. I've watched the movie, and but it's something to see. Like, this is a championship fight, and being one of the best fighters in the world in women's boxing, it's got to mean something to you because you're in such a small percentage of people
of the world.
Yeah. And speak to her movie. Trust, they purposely not put me in it, but I was there every step of the way. Like, they took my accolades and put somebody else's face on it. So when they were talking about the number one to beat, that was me.
Yeah.
But being in the one, you know, I'm still so motivated and hungry. I think once I accomplish what I need to accomplish February 22nd, and when I finally, you know, transition into different aspect and things in my life, I'll stop and smell the roses. But I feel like I'm still a racehorse, and I'm just focused on winning and my goals.
Well,
I'm very grateful.
we are proud of you. We will be right behind you. The fight will be Sunday, February 22nd, from the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. You can find it on the Zone Network. We'll be watching and cheering for you. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you so much. Talk to you later.
Hope to get you back on after the fight.
That's cool. Play that song appropriately. That's like, a big fight.
When you were telling me about it, I'm like, oh, we got a big fight coming up. And then all of a sudden you said Clarissa Shields. I went, she's fighting Clarissa Shields? I don't know if you know this. She was in the news because 50 was talking about her. And you don't
was
want,
going in on her, man.
Yeah, talking. I guess, what was it, about how she looks outside of the ring and in the ring? Like, I don't know. It was something.
It was very pretty.
Yeah. They both are.
Yeah, they both are. This is such an interesting story because this is like the number one contender. The number one pound-for-pound fighter who happens to be the champion right now. Both interesting people. One is a movie made about it. One's a professional singer. It's really crazy.
I was telling you, Alan Ritchson, the guy that plays Jack Reacher, he was on American Idol. And it's you go back and watch it's hilarious. Go back. He can sing. Go back and watch the video. I think Paula wanted to take him home.
Everybody wants to take him home.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the fan. I mean, that's a big deal. That's huge, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not getting it. I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it, too. I think this is very interesting. And the title she won, the super middleweight champion, I'm talking about Cruz, Shields vacated that title. She has been every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
She's been there the whole time, like, you know, just rivals. But she won the title vacated by Shields, like, whenever it was, 23 or 13 or something, a long time ago.
Now, I know you know this as well as, I mean, we've all seen it, taking a fight on short notice. Yeah. How difficult is it to, I mean, you're speeding up what might have been a 3-month camp or
Absolutely.
Something.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a lot. I mean, but people, they do. I mean, one of the Diaz brothers are famous for that in MMA. Like, if somebody gets hurt, doesn't pass physical, yeah, I'll go.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing to do, though.
I wanted to ask her, and I it's probably inappropriate, do female boxers abstain? What do you think, Ed?
I don't know.
No.
I wish you would have asked it. I wish she was in the studio, you would have asked her.
When she comes back after the victory.
Yeah, we'll get in here.
I'll ask her husband. We'll get him on. Hey, does she? Oh, sorry. No, I mean, because it is an interesting thing. Boxers have always said whether or not that's a
I don't think they do.
Myth or whatever.
I don't believe it.
There's a lot of people that believe it.
I don't believe that. Do you think we hear anything on Harbaugh's future today? We'll talk about that at 9:30, but on the other side, Jeremy Cohn, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, we'll get into the plays for tonight. Lots of great college basketball games. Last night was not my night. I did have a couple of nice calls, especially on the totals. I told you Cornell over, William & Mary over. Both of those hit, but wasn't much more than that. I had some really tough losses. So get into tonight.
You honestly think Mike Tyson abstained?
From what?
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.